How do you take off Ma'aser Behem? Coin spun the deer. You gather up all the behemoths into the deer, into the barn. You then make a small entrance in order that the animal should not be able to go out two at a time. The entrance should be very small that only one animal can go out at a time. And you let the animals go out one at a time. And you count out the animals as they walk out of the barn with a stick. Echad, Shnayim, Shlosha, Arba, Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmona, Tisha. You count out the first nine animals one by one. V'hayoyse asiri, Sokroi, V'sikra, V'oymer, Hayreza, and Maisa. And the tenth one that comes out of the barn, you whip it with a red dye, and you say, this is the one that is Maisa. And before you do that, you make a bracha, Shetivanu, L'hafrish, Maisa, and that tenth one is Maisa, Behemoth. Lo sakra b'sikra, v'lo manam b'sheda. If you did not whip the tenth one with the dye, you just said hareza ma'aser without whipping it, or you didn't count out the first nine with a shevet, you just let it go out one by one until nine, but you didn't count it with a shevet. O shemanam revutzim, o omdin, hari elu mu'usar. Or, if you didn't let them come out of the barn one by one at all, instead you just walked into the barn and counted them out one by one while they were crouched or standing. It's still ma'aser b'dyeved. The tenth one would be ma'aser, even though you did not do it in the proper way. At six, you did count them out, and you did say on the tenth one it should be ma'aser, even though you did not whip the tenth one, or you didn't count the first nine with a stick, or you didn't have them walk out of the barn at all. Still, it's ma'aser since you counted it out and called the tenth one ma'aser. Ha'yilo me'a v'naso asar, asara v'naso echad, ain't them ma'aser. But if you didn't count them out at all, you had 100 animals, and you took 10 to be Ma'aser Behemoth without counting it out one by one and calling the 10th one Ma'aser. Or if you had 10 animals and you just took one for Ma'aser without counting them out one by one, in such a case, it would not be Ma'aser, even b'dyeved. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, hareza Ma'aser. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds, even in such a case where you did not count them out, it would be Ma'aser Behemoth. The one that you took for Ma'aser would be Ma'aser Behemoth. As Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds, just like by Ma'aser Daga, you don't count it out. Instead, you just take off 10%. So too by Ma'aser Behema, if you go ahead and just take 10 out of 100 or 1 out of 10, it would be Ma'aser Behema. Kapat echad min ha'menuyam l'toicha. Hare'ele petur. If you have 100 animals in the barn, and you start counting them out one by one, and you call the 10th one Ma'aser, and before you had a chance to count out the remaining one, one of the first nine that came out jumped back into the barn and got mixed up with the animals that were in the barn, and you don't know which one of these animals is the one that had already come out of the barn or is among the first nine that was not Ma'aser, in such a case, all the animals that are in the barn are putter for Ma'aser Behema, as they are all a suffix Ma'aser Behema, as even if you start counting out the ones in the barn, you don't know if the tenth one that you call Ma'aser is really Ma'aser, as maybe that tenth one is really the one that had jumped back into the barn that was already putter for Ma'aser. And the Torah is not mechayev you to take Ma'aser Behema from animals that are suffix, so therefore all those animals in the barn are parter may suffix. Min ha'mu'usarim l'toichon, kulam yiru ashi istavu, be'achlu b'mumam l'balam. But if one of the ones that you had set as Ma'aser Behema jumped back in, you started counting them out, and the tenth one that you called Ma'aser jumped back into the barn and got mixed up, and now you don't know which one it is, as obviously you did not whip it with the red dye, otherwise you would know what it is. And we said before that even if you don't whip it with the red dye, still be the evidence Ma'aser. And now it got mixed in with all the animals that are in the barn, and you don't know which one it is. All those animals, you have to let them out to pasture until they have a mum, and then you can shuck them and eat them. As since all of them are a suffix Ma'aser Behema, and a Ma'aser Behema has kedusha, so you cannot shuck it without a mum. As maybe the one that you're shechting is Ma'aser Behema, which is a korban and not allowed to shecht it outside the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, you have to wait until they have a mum. So therefore, even if it's Ma'aser Behema, a Ma'aser Behema, once it has a mum, you can shecht it outside the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, all those animals, once they have a mum, you can shecht them. Even if it was Ma'aser Behema, you would be allowed to shecht it outside the Beit HaMikdash since it has a mum. Second B'chayos Parak Tas Mishnah Ches Yatsu Shnayim Kecher Mona Osam Shnayim Shnayim. If when you were counting out the animals to take off Ma'aser Behema, instead of the animals coming out one at a time, the first two animals came out at the same time. even though we had in the previous mission, that you're supposed to make only a small entrance in which only one animal can come out at a time. We're talking about where you did not do so, you made a larger entrance. And the first two came out at the same time, and you counted them as one. So then, in such a case, you should let the rest of the animals also out two at a time, and count each pair as one, and the tenth pair, you should dye both of them and call them both mice or behemoth, and since 18 animals preceded it, the next two are mice or behemoth. Manan echad chiva siri miku kala. But if after the first two came out at the same time, and you counted them as one, the rest of the animals came out one at a time, and you counted the third animal as number two, and so on. In such a case, the ninth and the tenth are messed up. As the ninth one is really the tenth of the first two, you count it as one. So therefore, it has some kedusha. And the tenth one also has some kedusha, even though it's really the 11th, since you called it the tenth, it also has some kedusha. But neither of them have kedusha gemura, neither of them could be brought as a korban. Instead, both of them have to be let out to pasture until it has a mum, and then you would shecht it. You can't shecht them until it has a mum, since they have kedusha. Yatsu chi ba siri ka'acha. Chi ba siri mikul kala. If after you let them out one at a time, and you counted 1 through 8, the ninth and the tenth came out at the same time. In such a case, the ninth and the tenth are mikul kalam, they're messed up. We don't know which one is mice or behemoth since they came out at the same time. So therefore, in this case also, they both have some kedusha, but neither of them could be brought as a korban. Instead, in this case also, you would let them out to pasture until they have a mum, and only then can you shech them. Kala lechi asiri, vela asiri chi, ula achar asar asiri, shlashtan mikudash. If after you counted out the first 8, you got confused, and the one that came out 9th, you called it Asiri, the 10th, and then the 10th one that came out, you went back to number 9, which you had skipped, and called it the 9th, and the 11th one, you called it the 10th. All three of them have some Kedusha. And the 9th one, since you called it the 10th, has some Kedusha, and the 10th one, even though you called it the 9th, since it's really the 10th, it has Kedusha, and the 11th one also, since you called it the 10th after calling the previous one the 9th, it also has Kedusha. Hachi Necha B'muma. The 9th one would not be brought as a korban, since it's really the 9th, not the 10th. It cannot be brought as a korban. On the other hand, you cannot eat it until it has a mum, since it has some Kedusha. The Ha'asiri Meiser. And the 10th one, even though you called it the 9th, since it's really the 10th, it is Meiser Behema and could be brought on the Mizbeah. The Achad Asar Karei Shlamim Vosa Tmura Divrei Rabbi Meir. The 11th one would be brought as a Shlamim, and you can make a Tmura out of it according to Rabbi Meir. The 11th one, even though it's the 11th, not the 10th, since you called it the 10th, it has Kedusha, and it's brought as a Korban Shlamim, and you can make a Tmura out of it if you take a different Behema, and you say Zeh Tmura Zeh, that other Behema also would have Kedusha, as a Shlamim can make a Tmura. And this has a din of a shlamim, according to Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Huda, v'chiyei t'mura ose t'mura. Rabbi Huda says, do we ever have a case where one t'mura makes another t'mura? Rabbi Huda agrees with Rabbi Meir that the 11th one has a din of a shlamim. Just he argues with that which Rabbi Meir says that it can make a t'mura. Rabbi Huda says, the 11th one cannot make a t'mura, as the 11th one has a din of a t'mura itself, and a t'mura cannot make a t'mura. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, that which the 11th one is brought as a korban is because since you called the 11th one the 10th, it's as if you said it should be t'mura meiser, it should be t'mura the 10th. And therefore, since it has a din of a t'mura, it cannot make another t'mura. That is a din. One t'mura cannot make another t'mura. Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir, they responded in the name of Rabbi Meir to the taina of Rabbi Yehuda, Ilu haya t'mura lo haya karet. That the truth is, the 11th one does not have a din of a t'mura. As had it had a din of a t'mura, it would not be brought as a korban at all. As there is no such thing as t'mura as mice or behemoth, you cannot make a t'mura for mice or behemoth. This is a gzeiras hakasus. So therefore, that which the 11th one is brought as a shlamim is not because it's a t'mura. The reason it's brought as a shlamim is since you called it the 10th, it has kedusha. So therefore, it has a din of a shlamim, not of a t'mura, and a shlamim can make another t'mura. Kara lechi asiri, v'la asiri asiri, u'la achad asar asiri, ein achad asar makuda. If after counting out the first 8 behemoths, you got confused, and you called the 9th one asiri, and then you went ahead and called the 10th one also asiri, And then you went ahead and called the 11th one also Asiri. You called three straight Asiri, the 9th through the 11th. In this case, the 11th one does not have Kedusha. Even though in the previous case, we said the 11th one is brought as a Korban. That's because in the previous case, you called the Asiri Chi. So therefore, when you call the 11th Asiri, it has Kedusha and is brought as a Shlama. But in this case, where you called the 10th one Asiri, the 11th one, which you also called Asiri, does not have Kedusha. Zeh HaKlal, this is a rule, Kol Shelo Nekar Shem Asiri Mimenu Ein Achad Asar Mekudosh. Any time you did not take away the Shem Asiri from the 10th, as in this case, you call the 10th one Asiri, the 11th one does not have Kedusha, as opposed to the previous case, where you're Oiker, the Shem Asiri Mimenu, you call the 10th one Chi instead of Asiri, so therefore in that case, the 11th one does have Kedusha and is brought as